future's brighter.
Brighter.
When hearts are lighter.
Lighter.
Smile.
I'm happy.
Smile.
You make me
smile.
Smile while you powder your face with sunshine.
Keep a sunny disposition.
Put on a great big smile
while you get your wish.
Make up your eyes with laughter.
Keep a twinkle in your eye.
Folks will be laughing with you.
In a little while, why don't you
whistle a tune?
Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ha ha ha, who's got the last laugh now? was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Ha ha ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
That is the Jonah Jones Quartet with the Swinginist Chorale on Serenata tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW AM 1340 Olympia. He was a very talented trumpeter who developed this formula in the mid-50s of playing versions of swing standards and doing them with a muted quartet. So, he had already performed for several decades before that, but that's how he achieved most of his notoriety. Dakota Stanton right before that, a wonderful voice of Dakota Stanton on George and Ira Gershwin's They All Laughed from 1958. That's what we're doing tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond, having a little Swing Years laugh with some crazy songs, some zaniness, some madcap melodies. Ray Noble and his orchestra with Take Five, not the Dave Brubeck version, but the one written by Ray Noble. And Evelyn Knight with the Stardusters, Powdered Your Face with Sunshine, a number one hit from 1948, penned by Carmen Lombardo, and a paraplegic songwriter by the name of Stanley Rochinsky. This is the Swing Years and Beyond, coming to you live every Saturday night on 94.9 KUOW, 1340 AM Olympia, and streaming worldwide at KUOW.org. I'm Amanda Wild, your host. 47 degrees in Seattle at 11:17. We've got some Louis Armstrong on the way playing Les Brown's theme. Art Lund and Peggy Lee will sing a duet in this next set. And Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra also on the way. Now, here's one you may not know, or you may. But we're going to check it out tonight. I don't know in what other format I might play this other than this the silly program. It's Count Basie and his orchestra. Willie Smith here on vocals, who we heard much earlier in the program singing with Jimmy Lunsford. This is a little bit later on in his career. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
The Jungle King, you call yourself a Jungle King, you call yourself a Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Said the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day, there's a big bad cat living down the way. He talks about your folks in a heck of a way, and a lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's left in his cage. He meets the elephant up under a tree, and he says, big boys, either you or me. The elephant looks him over from the corner of his eyes. You better find someone to fight that's more your size. The lion jumps up and makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all day, they fought all night. I don't know what happened, but things got tight. The lion came back more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
Call yourself the Jungle King, you call yourself the Jungle King, you call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Well, he waked up his temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed a limb and his head hit the ground like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, but the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes. Said, now, Mr. Lion, I apologize. The monkey's on his back studying up a scheme. He's trying to get rid of that Jungle King. You bear with me, and I wish you would. I'll tear you up all over the woods. The lion jumps up and squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
You call yourself the Jungle King, you call yourself the Jungle King, you call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Mousetrap, grin a better grin, roll a better eye too, all the boys will try to chuck you neath the chin. If you make a better moon face when you're with the chicks, whisper better whispers, how you gonna miss persuade five or six. That's the way to be successful. So I'm getting wise, kissing better kisses, saying sweeter nothings, lying bigger lies. And I'm teasing better teasers, squeezing better squeezers, everything happens but gee. Why doesn't anything happen to me?
You unfortunate squares while a lady tries to sell her way. If you build a better mousetrap, bake a better bun, mix a better toddy, you'll have everybody coming on the run. If you wash a better window, sweep a better floor, climb a higher steeple, you'll have all the people knocking at your door. That's the way to be successful. So I'm getting wise, kissing better kisses, saying sweeter nothings, lying bigger lies. And I'm teasing better teasers, squeezing better squeezes, everything happens but gee. Why doesn't anything happen to me?
We like them, they don't go for us. Why doesn't anything happen to us? What's the matter with us? Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra with the and theme song for Les Brown and his orchestra. This was recorded in Chicago in 1941 and arranged by Joe Garland. It's the instrumental Leapfrog tonight on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW Seattle, AM 1340 Olympia. A duet from Art Lund and Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman and his orchestra, If You Build a Better Mousetrap, from 1942. And Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, if you think of him as the sentimental gentleman of swing, as he was known, remember always that he could swing and bop with the best of them, and that shows it. The Blue Room from 1953, arranged by Bill Finnegan and Count Basie and his orchestra. Willie Smith on vocals from that 1947 song, You Call Yourself the Jungle King, I Found Out You Ain't a Doggone Thing. Coming up on the program, music from Bob Wills, Charlie Barnett, Harry Roy, Billy Jones, and Ernest Hare, and Tommy Lanier. They're all coming up on the Swing Years and Beyond. Stay with us here on 94.9 KUOW. Right now, here's a novelty polka from Johnny Mercer. It's the Strip Polka from 1942 on the Swing Years and Beyond.
This is the Strip Polka.
I adore this number. Hey, let's listen and have some fun to the gay lyrics of Handsome Harry Cruzelbon.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May, and she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it out. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time.
Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you'll fall. Someday church bells will chime in strip polka time.
She hates corny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's a fast-moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Drop around, take it in.
It's the best in the West.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
You can yell like the rest.
Take her out when it's over.
She's a peach when she's dressed.
But she stops, and always just in time, time, time.
Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Clank, clank, in strip polka time. Church bells will chime in strip polka time.
Can chew it, it's okay.
Right.
He can eat an apple. apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Roly-poly, Daddy's a little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday. Jelly 20 times a day. Roly-poly eats a hearty dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play. Pulls up weeds and he does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, roly-poly, Daddy's a little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Thank you. I owe you. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody push me right? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose at once and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country lighthouse. He saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your bun's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it but fight, could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar, the bridegroom has the ring. It's such a pretty thing. He puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as typist if you could do it right? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parent if he isn't cursing right? Does the pavement lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Thank you. fruit store on our street. It's run by a Greek, and he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, he never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, of course, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We've string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato, but yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Business got so good with him, he wrote home to say, send me Pete and Nick and Jim, I need help right away. When he got them in the store, there was fun, you bet. Someone asked for sparrowgrass, and then the whole quartet all answered, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Just try those coconuts, those walnuts, and donuts. There ain't many nuts like they. We'll sell you two kinds of red herring, dark brown and ball bearing. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. You got a strawberry pie?
Yes, I don't think we got strawberry pie.
You got coconut pie?
Yes, I don't think we got coconut pie.
I'll have one cup of coffee.
We got no coffee.
Well, what do you got?
I got a banana.
Oh, you got a banana. Yes, we got an old banana. No banana, no banana. We got an old banana today. I tell you, no banana. Hey, Mariana, you got an old banana? Well, this a man, he don't believe what I say. Now, what do you want, mister? You want to buy 12 for a quarter? No? Well, just about a minute. I'm going to call my daughter. Hey, Marianne, you got a banana? No? Yes? Banana? No? Yes? No, 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 no banana today. No banana today.
On the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW, yes, we have no bananas. Billy Jones with his huge hit from 1923, a number one for 5 weeks. It was Mez Mezro and his orchestra coming on with the Come On featuring trumpeter Tommy Ladnier. And then it was Billy Jones with Ernest Hare. They were a team that once they got together, they didn't get apart until the death of Ernest Hare in 1939. So this was the year after he recorded Yes, We Have No Bananas, teaming up with Ernest Hare on Does the Spearmint Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? Two songs that I grew up with. I wonder if young people grew up with them today. Parents, take note. You got to pass these on to your kids. Harry Roy and his orchestra with that tune called Canadian Capers from 1933. And the hard swinger in there was Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with The Last Jump from 1939. A giant of Western swing music, or might we say the giant, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Roly Polies from 1946 and from 42. The Strip Polka from Johnny Mercer. We're 8 minutes away from midnight. We joined the BBC World Service at that time. More news and information yet to come. Stay with 94.9 KUOW, NPR News and Information.
I'm Melissa Block with NPR News. Programming on KUOW is made possible by your financial support. You may have recently received your membership renewal in the mail. Please send it back with your gift today or renew online at kuow.org. And thanks.
Thank you for keeping this station so healthy and popular, too. Well, this one is probably not considered a novelty tune, but what's novel about it is that it was written by Dorothy Parker, the great wit. And so I just couldn't resist playing this one. Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra. Dorothy Parker number called How Am I to Know on the Swing Years and Beyond.
Oh, If it's really love that found its way here, oh, how am I to know? Will it linger? Strange happiness, for oh, how am I to know? Can it be that love has come to stay here? Can it be that love has come to stay
The Benny Goodman Sextet on the Swing Years and Beyond on 94.9 KUOW Seattle, AM 1340, KVSN Tumwater. Benny Goodman Sextet with On the Alamo from 1941. Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, How Am I to Know? A song written by the late, great Dorothy Parker, who was famous for so many things she said, and said that she didn't care what was written about her so long as it isn't true. Dorothy also said something I believe in: take care of the luxuries and the necessities will take care of themselves.